Entry tones are on. Exit tones are on. Entry tones are on. Exit tones are off. Entry and exit tones are on. Entry and exit tones are off.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless you on tonight. Amen. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We do give God thanks and we give God praise for another day. Amen. Another day, another hour that he has brought us together. Amen. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful for life, health, and strength on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. There are so many scenarios, so many situations, amen, Jesus, that could be, amen. But the Lord saw it fit to bring us here in this hour and at this time that we can assemble ourselves together for this Prayer News Network Global. And we give God praise. We give God thanks for it on tonight. Amen. I'm just blessing the Lord. Glory to God. I'm blessing him on tonight. Amen, Jesus, because he's a good God. He's a good God. Yes, he is. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's a good God. He's a good, good God. Hallelujah. And we just give God thanks. We just give him praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm grateful tonight. My heart is overwhelmed on tonight. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. Amen, we just got back in the building. Amen, Jesus, they thought there was a fire. Glory to God, and we had to make a quick dash out. Amen, but we give God praise and thanks, amen, that it was not so. And all that the enemy thought to be, it didn't work. Amen. Glory to God. So we're so grateful. We're so grateful, amen, to be back here, amen, at this time and in this hour, people of God, amen. We know what it could have been, amen, glory to God. And if the enemy had his way, what it would have been, amen, glory to God. But we thank God tonight, amen. We thank God tonight for his saving grace, for all of his keeping power. On tonight, we give God thanks. We give God praise. We just want to welcome you as you're coming in. We want to welcome all of our listeners on tonight. Wherever you're calling from, amen, Jesus. Wherever you're calling from, we pray on tonight, amen, Jesus. We pray the blessings of the Lord upon you on tonight. We pray, amen, that as you're coming in, that you're coming in with open hearts, amen, with your spirit being open, to all that the Lord would do, amen, all that the Lord would say, glory to God, in this hour, we pray that you have come intentionally, amen, that you have come with intentions, amen, intentions to get what you need from the Lord, amen, glory to God, so that we can go higher in him, so that we can go deeper in him, amen, glory be to God, that his revelation, amen, will be open, our revelation will be open, amen, open of him, amen. So we bless the Lord, we give God thanks, we give God praise on tonight, amen. We bless him Amen. Again, we give him thanks. We give him praise. Glory to God for all of our listeners, wherever you're listening from. We thank God for you. We thank the Lord for you. Listen, people of God, as you're coming in, we want to ask you, if you would, to go ahead and invite someone else to come on in. Amen. Invite them to come on in with us on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Come believing. Come with faith. Amen. Come with your faith set before you. Glory to God. Come on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Come believing on tonight. Amen. That there is a blessing here just for you. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks again. We give God praise for you. We just want to thank God for all of our leaders on tonight. Thank God for each and every one of them. Amen, Jesus. Thanking them for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. Thanking them on tonight for Dr. Samuel Huggins James, apostle. Amen, Jesus. He's our senior apostle. Thanking the Lord tonight for our jurisdictional prelay on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God on tonight. Thanking God for, amen, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Amen. Thanking him for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Thanking the Lord tonight for all of our PNN advisors. Amen. Thanking God for them on tonight. Amen. And we thank God for you, people of God. We thank God for each of you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Each of you that have come, that the Lord has called to this work. Amen. To be a blessing. To be a blessing. Amen. And whatever part, amen, that the Lord has called you to. Amen. We just give God thanks and praise. Thanking him for our prayer warriors on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Our prayer warriors will be going forth on tonight. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord for them on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. These yielded vessels unto the Lord for a time such as this. Amen. Glory to God. We just give God thanks. We just give God praise on tonight. Amen. Again, we pray that you come. You're intentional in your coming. We want you to go ahead and invite someone to come and invite someone to come in and be with you on tonight. Glory to God. Invite them to come on in. Amen. Come on in and get some. Amen. Of what you're getting. Don't forget, we just want to remind you, don't forget on April the 9th, that's next Saturday. On next Saturday, we will be celebrating our two-year anniversary. Glory to God. And we would that you come, people of God, and that you invite someone to come with you. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Invite someone to come, amen, with you to the celebration. Amen. Truly the Lord has and will do great things in the midst of us, and this we know, and this we believe. Amen. Glory to God. So that's next Saturday, 9 o'clock. Amen. Come on out, amen, to be a part of our celebration, our two-year anniversary celebration. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, glory to God, people of God, we would that you, amen, bring your hearts and minds in. We're not going to hold you long on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. But our prayer warriors will be going forth, coming forth in their own way, amen, Jesus, to share perhaps, or, amen, just go forth in prayer. Just however the Lord will lead them on tonight, we're going to receive them. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to say what you want the Lord to do, put it on your mind. Just put it on your mind what you need the Lord to do, what you are petitioning the Lord for. Just put it on your mind. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So we would that you would bring your heart and your mind in on tonight. Amen, Jesus, as we say a word of prayer to sanctify the line on tonight. Glory to God. Just bring your heart on in. Bring your mind.
The recording has started.
Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Just bring your mind, bring your heart in on tonight. Amen. And just begin to bless the Lord. Just begin to bless the Lord on tonight. Bless him for his goodness and just bless him tonight. Amen. For all that he's done for you. Glory to God. Just bless him tonight. Just bless him tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Just bless him. Just bless him. Amen. Just bless him on tonight. Glory be to God. Just bless him on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Just bless him as only you can. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Just come on, people of God, and lift your voices on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and lift him. Lift his name on tonight. Just lift him on tonight. Glory to God. Lift him for he's been good to you. Lift him for all that he's done for you on tonight. Glory be to God. Just lift him. Just lift him on tonight. Just begin to thank him. Just begin to praise him on tonight. Just begin to praise him for his goodness. Just begin to praise him for his grace on tonight. Glory be to God. Just praise him on tonight. Glory be to God. Just praise him. Just praise him. Just praise him on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We come tonight, Father, giving you praise. We come tonight giving you honor. We come tonight, glory to God, giving you the glory that's due unto your name. We come on tonight, glory to God, just one more time, Father, to tell you thank you. We come on tonight to tell you thank you. Thank you for how you kept us. We thank you for your word, oh God, for you promised in your word that you'd never leave us, nor would you forsake us. And we thank you on tonight. Father, we thank you for being true to your word. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your word will not and cannot fail. And for this, we thank you. We thank you, glory to God, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we do give you praise. Father, we bless you. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. Father, we bless you for loving us. We're blessing you tonight. We're blessing you for keeping us. We're blessing you on tonight. Glory to God. We bless your name. We bless your name on tonight. For if we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, it wouldn't be enough to give you praise. But we just come yet again. We come again to tell you thank you. We come yet again, glory be to God, to give honorage unto you. We come yet again. We come with bowed down heads. We're coming in humble submission on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. We're coming on tonight, glory to God. We're coming collectively. We're coming on tonight. We're coming, glory to God, because we need you. We're coming on tonight, glory to God, for there is none other, oh God, there is none other like you on tonight, and we come on tonight, glory to God, we're coming, oh God, for Hayashibu, we thank you tonight, oh God, for your saving grace, we're thanking you tonight for your keeping power, in that precious name, oh God, we're coming on tonight, Father, we're asking that you would look upon us now, look upon each and every one of us, look upon each and every heart on tonight, in that precious name, oh God, look upon us tonight. We're coming, glory to God, asking you, Father, asking you to sanctify tonight. Sanctify this line. Look upon this people that are gathered here at this time. Father, we're asking that you will look upon us on tonight. We're asking that you will forgive sin. Forgive sin on tonight, we pray, in that precious name, oh God. Father, forgive sin, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, glory to God, let thy will be done, thy kingdom come, Father, in thy precious name, oh God. Father, in everything that's not like thee, everything that's not like thee, oh God, everything that's not of thee, oh God, we bring it under arrest, we bring it under subjection right now, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, you, glory to God, sanctify the atmosphere, sanctify right where we are, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God, every wicked force, glory to God, everything that would rise up, oh God, that would seek to rise up against you, against your people on tonight, for you promised by your word, oh God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, no weapon formed shall prosper, and Father, we're thanking you on tonight for the power that you've invested in us, we thank you on tonight, Father, for it's you in us, and you are our hope of glory. And we're thanking you on tonight for glorification. We're thanking you on tonight for sanctification. We're thanking you on tonight for you've empowered us in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God. Hayashibu, in the name of Jesus, Father, that it's not just words that we speak, not just words that we declare, but we're thanking you for your power. We're thanking you for demonstration on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're
asking you tonight to manifest your power, manifest your glory in the midst of us, we pray in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you, oh God, for you are, you are, glory to God, the battle axe. Father, you are, glory to God, you're Jehovah Gabor. And we're thanking you on tonight for you fight every battle, for you never lost the battle. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for bringing down the hand and the plan of the enemy, oh God, that seeks to come against your people in sickness on tonight. But we thank you, glory to God. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for bringing down every sickness, every force on tonight, every inflammation on tonight. Father, we're thanking you. We reverse it on tonight. We curse it on tonight, oh God, and we speak to it and we say, move and be thou cast in the midst of the sea. And we're thanking you tonight. Glory to God. Thank you, oh God, that sickness, oh God, is far from us on tonight. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for delivering us, your people, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, any situation, every circumstance on tonight, we're thanking you, glory to God, for you took the stripes. You took the stripes that we are healed. You took the stripes, oh God, and we are healed on tonight. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. In the name of Jose, God, in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you on tonight for making every crooked place straight. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God. We're thanking you for the highway. We're thanking you for the way. You are the way. And we're thanking you for the way of righteousness, the way of truth, oh God, that you set before us on tonight. And we're thanking you for ordering steps on tonight, for ordering our steps, oh God, that we can walk in righteousness, that we can walk in truth, that we can walk, oh God, in holiness according to your will. We thank you on tonight. Father, we bless you. Glory to God. We bless you on tonight. We're thanking you for your divine covering. We're thanking you on tonight. We thank you, oh Moshe, God. We thank you, oh, we thank you on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will look upon every heart now. Look upon every situation on this line. Hey, God, over these airways, look upon your people in the name of Jesus. Father, and again, we ask tonight, Father, we ask that you will move, move upon your people. Move, move upon your people. Move for your people tonight. Move in a mighty way, we pray in thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, for this we give you thanks. Father, for this we give you praise. Father, for this we give you glory in thy precious name, oh God. Thank you for lifting now. Thank you for lifting your people. Lifting, oh God, far, far, far. Thank you for lifting on tonight, oh God, far above oppression, far above depression, oh God. Far, oh God, above and not beneath. And we thank you tonight. Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you tonight, for you're the God of the whole earth, and we give you thanks, we give you praise. We're thanking you tonight, for you are the great provider. You are our Jehovah Jireh, and we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for peace, for you're our peace, you're our peace, you're our peace. And Father, we give you thanks, we give you praise on tonight. Father, we're asking this night, oh God, that you will move upon your people, move as never before. Move, glory to God, in a mighty way. Move on the inside, oh God. Cause there to be a move on the inside of your people tonight. And Father, for this we give you thanks. Father, for this we give you praise. We give you glory. Now we're thanking you for what you're about to do in the midst of us, your people. We're thanking you. We're thanking you, oh God. Thanking you for your choice anointing. Thank you for your anointing that breaks every yoke. Every yoke. We thank you on tonight that break every yoke. Oh God, that breaks every yoke. Oh God, and every fella. We thank you on tonight. We thank you tonight. We come against, oh God, the enemy on tonight that will seek to come against the mind and come against the will of your people. But tonight, oh God, we plead the blood. We plead your blood on tonight. We plead your boshana. We plead your blood on tonight, oh God. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, we do give you praise. We give you honor. Father, we give you glory. Hallelujah. We say, be glorified in the midst of us. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, Father. Now we're asking that you would bless, glory to God, your prayer warriors on tonight. Oh, God, the women of God that shall go forth in tonight. On tonight, we're asking that you would bless. We're asking that you would strengthen. We ask, Father, tonight that you would meet their need as they give themselves unto you. Father, meet their needs. Meet their needs on tonight. Meet their needs on tonight. We pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we pray. We thank you tonight. We love you. We appreciate you. Father, we do glorify you for these things, and we do give you praise. We're asking, oh, God, that you hide us behind your precious cross. Father, cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, and we shall be covered. Father, hide us, and we shall be hid. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise to every listener. Glory to God. Every listener on tonight. Every listener. Glory to God, even in the days ahead, bless tonight, bless, glory to God, a right now blessing, a right now blessing, a blessing in the now, we pray in thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, for this we glorify you, we magnify you, we honor you now in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God, and every heart on tonight, say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We, again, bless the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. Honoring him on this night. Amen. For just who he is, people of God, for what he's doing. Amen. Right now. I'm talking about right now. Right now. We honor the Lord for what he's doing right now. You've got to know that the Lord is doing a work right now. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless him. Again, we thank him. We honor and we do glorify him. Glory be to God. We glorify him. Amen. For all that he's done and all that he's doing. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, amen, Jesus, we're going to get ready on tonight. Amen. Sister Mary is going to come. Amen. And bless us with our scripture reading on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Sister Mary, amen. You will come with our scripture on tonight.
Giving honor to God, thanking him for allowing us to see another day, thanking him for being with us and guiding and watching over us, thanking him for allowing us to be back on the prayer line tonight, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be taken from the 15th chapter of Romans, the 1st through the 13th verse. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever thing were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles, and sing unto thy name. And again he says, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. And again praise the Lord all ye Gentiles, and laud him all ye people. And again Esau said, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise and reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abide in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of God's holy word.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Sister Mary.
God bless you for the reading of the word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. That word that just comes, amen, to just make you think a little bit. Amen. Get your heart right. Get your heart thinking, amen, towards the things of God. Amen. As we prepare, glory to God, for, amen, what the Lord is about to do. Amen. Everything is done in order. Amen. Nothing is done for naught. I mean, there's just nothing that just nothing that happens, glory to God, just to be happening. Amen. We're not going through the motions. Amen, Jesus. But in all that we do, amen, we want the Lord to be glorified. Amen. Glory be to God. We want the Lord to be glorified. Amen. On tonight. Amen. And we're so grateful, people of God. Amen. Again, we just want to remind you, next Saturday is our 2-year anniversary. Amen. And we just give God thanks. We just give the Lord praise. Amen. For 2 years. 2 years. 2 years. Amen, Jesus. We just give God thanks and praise for that. Amen. Truly, we are excited. Our hearts are made glad. Amen, Jesus, because surely the Lord has carried us every step of the way. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we're so grateful. Amen. Even along the way, the Lord has done a lot of things, and including, amen, brought forth prayer warriors. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. It's all a part of the equipping. It's all a part of what God is doing in our lives. Amen. Individually and collectively. Amen, Jesus. So tonight, amen, we're so excited. Glory to God, as you know, a part of our platform, amen, we have a prayer night. Sometimes we have a testimony night. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So tonight, amen, glory be to God, we will have a prayer night, and our prayer warriors will be going forth on tonight, and we have these two women of God, amen, that will go forth on tonight, amen, and we pray that you get your petitions, glory to God, set your heart on what you want the Lord to do, amen. This song just came back to me again. What you want the Lord to do, put it on your mind. Put it on your mind. Lock it into your spirit. What do you want the Lord to do? Put it on your mind and go to the end of it. Amen. Don't see it about to happen. Don't see it happening along the way. No. Go to the end of it. See yourself already with it. See it already manifested. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I know that listen, because of, amen, how we've been taught to think, amen, because of our naturalness, according to the carnality of our mind and our thinking, amen, Jesus, amen, glory be to God, that might be kind of hard, amen, but people of God, this is how we come to faith, amen, we got to see it already manifested. We got to go to the end of the matter. Amen. If we're praying for a loan, amen, we can't just see the people sitting at the table. Listen, we got to see the money in our hands. We got to see it already in our hands when we ask for it. That's faith. We got to see it already in our hands. Glory be to God. Now, amen, once we see it already in our hands, we can now begin to pray, Lord, touch the hearts of the lenders. Lord, give me favor. Favor me in the name of Jesus. Father, glory to God. If I missed you in any way, glory to God, forgive me. Glory to God. But Father, I pray on today. Father, bless me. And listen, Jabez, bless me indeed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless me indeed. Glory to God. Whatever that indeed is, bless me. Glory to God. Believe that the Lord is able to bless you abundantly. Glory to God. Exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Now take your mind to the end of that. Take your mind to the end of that. Whatever that is, amen, take your mind all the way to the end of it. Amen. Glory to God. And see it already done. You praying for healing, see it yourself already healed. You got to take your mind to the end of it. Amen. As they say, got to take your mind to the outer limits. Amen. Glory to God. That's faith. Amen. Glory to God. For the scripture says, for what a man seeth, what does he yet hope for? So if you wait until you heal and then you claim you heal, have you had faith? Come on now. Glory to God. If you have a sickness in your body, amen, and you're praying, you're believing God, you got to see yourself already healed, whole. You got to see, amen, whatever that sickness is, gone, dried up. Amen. You got to see it. Glory to God. Amen. That's faith. Amen. Glory to God. And when you pray that prayer, just begin to tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you every day. Thank Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for my healing. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for favoring me. I thank you. Glory to God. I thank you for touching the hearts of the whoever. I thank you. Glory to God. You're trying to get a house. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you for my house. See your house. See yourself already in it. Amen. Glory to God. And just thank God for it. And just walk out that process. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And this is where the Lord is trying to get us to. This is where he's trying to get us to, people of God. This is kingdom. This is truly walking in kingdom, walking in the blessings of the Lord, walking in, glory be to God, the indeed blessings. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Walking in the indeed blessings. Amen. The Lord wants to bless us more so than we want a blessing. Now wrap your mind around that. Glory be to God. The Lord wants to bless us more than we desire to be blessed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But people of God, he's already made the way. Amen. Jesus, we just got to come up to faith. Look at what we're doing. Amen, Jesus. And just switch and shift and walk in it. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We bless God. We thank God tonight. Amen. For that, amen. We're talking it, people of God, because we're walking it. We're talking it because we want to all come to the unity. Come to the unity of this faith. Come to it, people of God. Glory be to God. It's not grievous. It's not a grievous thing. Amen, Jesus. But the Lord has already made the way. Amen. So tonight, glory to God, we're grateful. We're grateful to the Lord. Amen. For what he's done. Thank him for people of God breathing upon us. Amen. Causing us to shift and causing us to change. Amen. That we will be, amen, transformed by the renewing of our minds. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Again, as we stated, we have two of our PNN prayer warriors that will be coming forth on tonight. Amen, Jesus, in prayer as the Lord will lead them. Glory be to God. Our first prayer warrior is Missionary Dorothy Fan. Glory be to God coming to us on tonight. Glory be to God, however the Lord is leading her. Amen, Jesus. And then immediately after her, glory be to God, will be Elder Janie Packer. Amen, Jesus. However the Lord is leading her on tonight. Amen. For we are the sons of God. Amen. Because we are led by his spirit. Amen. So tonight, glory be to God. In that order, God bless you. God bless you on tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The song says, without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting like a shield without a sail. Without him, I can do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without Christ, my life would be drifting, just like a shield without a sail. Without him, I would be nothing. Without him, I know I would fail. Without Christ, my life would be drifting, just like a shield without a sail. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting, just like a shield without a sail. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many know tonight, without Jesus, we could do nothing? Without him, we will fail. Everything we put our hand to do, we will fail. Without him, we'll be just like a ship out on life's ocean. Hallelujah. When the storm is raging, hallelujah. Without him, we'll be just like that ship. We'll be just like that ship out on the ocean without a sail. Hallelujah, Jesus. I do give honor to Jesus Christ tonight. Hallelujah. I thank him right now, Lord God. I thank him for my goodness. I thank him for his goodness. I thank him for his love. I thank him for his kindness. I thank him for each and every one of you. I thank him for my pastor, Pastor A.T.L. Fryson, hallelujah. I just give God the praise, the honor, and the glory on tonight, hallelujah. Truly, I am happy to be here tonight, hallelujah. And I just want to drop a little encouraging word tonight, hallelujah. I won't be before you long, but I just want you to hear this. This is what the Lord gave me a couple of weeks ago, hallelujah. And I always listen to music, hallelujah. I love music too. I love just to be surrounded by music. And this young lady come on the radio, hallelujah, and she began to sing this song. And I know many of y'all have heard it before. Everything attached to me win. Everything attached to me win. And I sat there and I listened to the song, and I listened to it over and over again, hallelujah. And I didn't go to the words at that moment, hallelujah. But some hours later, I sat down and I began to go through the word of God, hallelujah. And I went right on, hallelujah. And he spoke in my spirit, and he said, this comes from John 15:1. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. And I dropped down to John 15:7. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. Everything attached to me win, hallelujah. He said, I am the true vine, hallelujah. If you abide in me and I in you and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will, hallelujah. But you can't do that if you don't stay attached to the vine. He said, I am the true vine. I am the true vine. If we don't stay attached to him, hallelujah, Jesus, we can do nothing. We will fail every time, hallelujah. And I think and praise God for him bringing that to me. He said, I am the true vine. He said, abide in me. And I start thinking about it, abide. I said, stay connected unto the Lord, hallelujah. Abide in this house, Lord, abide in me, hallelujah, Jesus. He said, abide in me and I in you. Hallelujah. You can ask what you will. You can't ask for nothing if you don't stay connected to the vine. If you don't stay connected to the vine through prayer, and much reading, and much fasting. Hallelujah. That's the only way we can stay connected. That's the only way we can stay connected to the vine. He said, I'm the true vine. I mean, without me, you can't do nothing no way. So if we don't stay connected to the Lord, hallelujah, if we don't continue to pray and ask him to help us to stay in his will, help us to stay connected to him through his word, through prayer, hallelujah, we'll be just like, I got a grandson, and I guess y'all say I'm always using me, but I got a little grandson that be here all the time. And my husband got him so many little gadgets around here, and we let him ride his little four-wheeler. We let him ride it around the house. But if he get too far away and we call him and he don't answer, we go looking for him. That's just like it is with the Lord. If we don't stay connected to him, we'll get so far away from him that he can't hear us. That's why we got to stay connected. We don't want to get so far in what we're doing in our everyday life till we don't stay connected. How many know sometimes we can go, because I'm ready in here with y'all, we can go without prayer. We can go without fasting. We can go without praying. And the Lord sometimes start nugging on us, and we know what's wrong. Lord, you want me to come. You want me to sit down, and you want a conversate with me. So if we don't stay connected to the vine, that's just what we'll be like. When your children get so far away from you and you can't hear them, that's the way we do the Lord sometimes. We'll get so far out there and not staying connected to him when we do pray. Let me tell you something. When you ain't prayed in a while and you go down to pray, it's a big difference. You can stay connected to the vine, and you can stay connected in prayer and stay connected with the Lord. Hallelujah. Conversate with the Lord. But once that communication line ends, it take a while for you to get back to him. It take a while. You just don't jump down there like talking about it like you normally we do. It take a lot of prayer. It take a lot of just talking to the Lord, and you'll know when you connected again. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have I'm finna get mine back, hallelujah, because the Lord said get your landline back. But I'm in process of getting mine back now. But how many know, have you ever had the phone back in the day, hallelujah, and you don't pay that bill? What you do? You get disconnected. That's because you hadn't paid your bill. That's the way it is with the Lord. If you don't put your time in with him, and if you don't do some praying, hallelujah, and some reading, hallelujah, if you don't fill your cup, you'll be disconnected. You can go so far away from the Lord, hallelujah. Don't fool yourself. I have done it before. I have went on my daily business, hallelujah, and I have did everything, and then I come home from when I was working. I would come home from work, and I would sit down and go to sleep. I would get up and fix food for my children and my husband, and by the time I get through doing all that, I'm too tired, and I go straight to bed. Well, that's the way we are when we don't stay connected to the Lord, if we don't stay in prayer, if we don't stay focused on him, hallelujah. He said, abide in me. Stay with me. Abide in me and I in you. And you can ask what you will. But if you disconnected, you can't ask for nothing. If you disconnected from him, you can't ask for anything. So, you know, we just got to stay. We got to abide in him. Abide in him. Just stay in him. Just stay connected to the vine. He is the true vine. Just stay connected, hallelujah. Just stay connected to the Lord, hallelujah. Because in times like this, with everything going on, we need that connection. We need it because can't nothing else help us. We got to have the Lord. We got to have the Lord. And that song says, everything attached to me win. Everything. Everything attached to me win. So if you stay attached, you stay connected and attached to Jesus Christ, you will win. For there's no failure in him, none whatsoever. He's a God that never fails. And he's a God that has never, ever let me down. I have let him down, but he's a God that never let me down. But I learned through this Christian life and through the Prayer News Network, I learned to stay connected. I was saved. I knew I was saved. And I knew I had the Holy Ghost. But there was a hunger and a thirst on the inside of me. And the Lord allowed this TNN to come forth that he may bring me back to where I needed to be. I thank God for it because I learned how to stay connected, hallelujah. Much, much prayer. It takes much, much prayer. And I got to stay connected to the divine. I've got to. My husband woke me up the other night. Get the oil. Get the oil. He's depending on me to touch God. Get the oil and pray for me. I'm in so much pain. He expects for me to touch God. So I got to stay connected to the vine. Because if I don't stay connected to the vine, I'm telling him God is able and God can do it. God can heal you. God can do it. He'll take the pain away. And he's looking for that. He's looking for me to pray. I understand he got to pray for himself. But when you got somebody that's trusting in what you say, you got to stay connected to the vine. And when you do pray, you'll see some actions because he surely said the all, and that and when you pray, my knee is feeling so much better. I believe I can be put a little pressure on it. He messed it up jumping out the truck. He drives 18-wheeler and he jumped down thinking he's a young man and he jumped down and messed that knee up. So he woke me up. He didn't want no Tylenol. He wanted me to pray. So stay connected to the vine. It's a lot of people depending on us. And we can't do nothing. The words say we can do nothing without him. If we don't abide in him, we can do nothing. So let's stay connected to the vine. Let's stay connected. Let's abide. Let's abide in him. Sometimes I have guests, my in-laws come, and they stay. They abide in my house. They stay in my house. So let's abide in him. And if we abide in him, we can ask whatever we will, and he'll do it. Sometimes we go through life, and life is not easy. I was talking to my cousin today, and she was telling me all the stuff she was going through. She was telling me all the stuff she was going through, and it saddened my heart. But I let her know that there's nothing too hard for God to do. I told her, we just got to stay prayed up. We just got to stay prayed up, because if we don't stay prayed up, the enemy surely would be lurking, and he's waiting for us to let prayer peace in our life, in our prayer life. He's waiting on that, but we will not let the enemy have no victory, because God got the victory. He said, abide in him, and I in you, and you can ask what you will. And I thank and praise God for it. I do. I thank and praise God for it. And the song said, everything attached to me win. Stay with Jesus. Stay with the Lord. You win. No, the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but it's the one that endure. And if you endure as a good soldier, God will bring you out of anything you're going through. It doesn't matter what it is. Yes, I've been going through. But guess what? Another song come on and said, I'm still going to trust you. I'm still going to trust you. So I think I hear Evangelist Bradley said tonight, we can talk it, but we got to also live it. Easy to do, hallelujah. And let me tell you something, the devil will try you. So we got to stay connected. We got to stay connected. That's like I said, a phone line. If you don't pay that bill, you be disconnected. And you can't call nobody. You can't get in touch with nobody because you've been disconnected. That's just like Georgia Power don't pay your bill. You're going to be in the dark. So let's stay prayed up. Let's stay connected to that true vine. Hallelujah, Jesus, the true vine. And I just thank and praise God for this little encouraging word. And I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged. There's nothing too hard for God to do. And I want you to be assured. And I want you to rest assured that I'm praying for you. I don't know name by name, hallelujah, but the Lord do. And when I ask him to be with my brothers and sisters, I got to stay connected for y'all, and y'all got to stay connected for me, and we all got to stay connected for the world, for the lost souls. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just want to encourage you tonight. Hallelujah. God is right there. There's nothing too hard for him, no matter what you're going through. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, let's stay connected to that true vine. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. He said, if you abide in me and my word, hallelujah, let's stay in his word. My word abide in you. The word can't abide in you if you don't sit down and read it, and if you don't sit down and strip, because hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. He said, abide in me, and my word abide in you. What you will. You can't ask anything if your phone line cut off. If you disconnected from the phone line, you can't ask nothing. You can ask, but you ain't going to be heard. You're not going to be heard. So let's stay, my brothers and sisters, let's please stay before the Lord. Hallelujah. Stay before the Lord and fasting and praying. We have a good example, hallelujah, with the 21-day fast that we went through, and plus our minister went through another fast right after that. Hallelujah, Jesus, let's stay fasted up. He was giving us in training. Then you don't have to go 3 or 4 days all the time. You can go a half a day. You can go a whole day. And if you can go, you can go 2 days or longer. But we got to stay connected. And when we fast and pray, it bring our flesh under subjection. We can touch God. We can touch him because that flesh, all the stuff that flesh wants, through fasting and praying, your flesh will come under subjection. So I thank and praise God, hallelujah. Let's stay connected with the true vine. And let's just know, hallelujah, that if we abide in him and he abide in you, in your word, his word abide in you, you can ask what you will. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. We come before you this day giving your name the praise. We come giving your name the glory and the honor. Lord, we come saying thank you, Jesus. We thank you for helping us, Lord God, to abide in you, and your word abide in us, Lord God, and we can ask what we will. We thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for letting us know, hallelujah, Jesus, that there's nothing that you won't do for us, Lord God, if we abide in you, if we stay connected to you, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. We lift you up for everything that you're going to do, Lord God. We thank you for delivering us, Lord God. Some, Lord God, is going through so much, Lord God. Some is burning down, hallelujah, Jesus. And we come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to lift that heavy burden. For we know, Lord God, your word said that, Lord God, you won't put no more on us than we can bear, Lord God. So, Lord God, we asking you to come tonight, Lord God. Bless each and every one that's on this line tonight, Lord God. Move mightily, Lord God, in their life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help them, Lord God. Help me. Help us, Lord God, to stay connected, Lord God. Help us to know, Lord God, that you are the true vine, Lord God, and your Father is the husband, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I, Lord God, thank you right now, Lord God. I praise you right now. I glorify you. I lift you up, Lord God, for being so good, Lord God, for being so merciful, Lord God, for being a supplier, Lord God, to all our needs, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We magnify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. We thank you so much, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord. We praise your holy name, and we glorify you this night. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, Elder Packer. You can just press *6 and come on over. Glory be to God. Don't want to break the flow on tonight. Praise Him.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So good to be back on Him. Been out for a minute, but I thanks be to God for tonight. God is still a good God. Amen. Everything attached to her win. Amen. How many know if we attached to the vine? We can't help but to win. We may fall, but guess what? God is there to pick us back up. Amen. How many know that's the truth? Just a little bit, just a little bit. Amen. We give praise to the Lord for another night. He has kept us. We thank Evangelist Bradley. Amen. We thank the prayer news network. Amen. For another invite. Amen. Just being another night on the prayer line. Amen. Y'all keep praying for me. I'm a work in progress. Amen. Just want to give you a little bit what God has given me, and we're going to get out the way. Amen. God, I ask you to take control now as I surrender myself to the Spirit. Holy Spirit, take control. Give me this, pray this, die your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And then we're going to read, just going to be reading kind of a little bit all over tonight. God want me to let you know that He loves you tonight. He told me to tell you that no matter what you've done, how you've done, God said that a lot have left Him. He said, but He's calling the backsliders back to Him tonight. He wants you to know no matter what you've done, He said, He's already paid the price for it. Amen. He said He'd come back to Him. He said His arms is wide open. If we look at Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 14, He married to the backslider. And some people are church hurt tonight as I get ready. I'm going to give you my scripture. But He's married to the backslider tonight. No matter what has driven you out, you could come back tonight. God's arms is always open. He's always willing to forgive us for our unrighteousness. How many know God is a good God? He's a merciful and a just God. He said because He loves you, amen, and His love is unsearchable, amen. Amen. So He said He's married to the backslider. He said, now I'm going to give you pastors. A lot of time people's a church hurt. And they've gotten some church hurt, amen, they don't even want to come back to the church. But I want you to tell you tonight, God said He's married to the backslider. He's calling you back home tonight. He said He know you feel that He let Him down, but God said He's there. And God loves you tonight. And God said He would do what He said He would do. Amen. He's going to give you a pastor according to that 15th verse of Jeremiah chapter 3. He's going to give you a pastor, amen, that's going to love you. Amen. Pastor's going to encourage you. Amen. Pastor's going to build you up. Amen. How many know we thank God for the PNN tonight? Amen. How many know you could come on the PNN and get built up? Amen. You can come on the PNN and get anything that you need. It's always on the PNN. Amen. But we thank God for PNN. We thank God for it. Amen. We're going to go to St. John chapter 3. Amen. And verse, we're going to begin at verse 15. And we're going to kind of move around because we're going to talk about love tonight. And then I'm going to give you, read this, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. And verse 15, St. John chapter 3, our base. It says that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. God sent His Son, and His Son not God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. You see that? He said that you might be saved. Amen. He ain't condemning you tonight, no matter what you've done. The scripture says in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, it says, we confess our sins. He's faithful and merciful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We're all a work in progress. We're all fighting, trying to get to the other side. How many know we're peddling, trying to get to the other side? But we got to know that God loves us in spite of, not because of, but in spite of it all, God loves us. What He said He did, but God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but shall have
everlasting life. Look at some of the stuff that love does not do. Listen, love works no ill to his neighbor. How many know? If somebody love you, guess what? They will not do anything to hurt you. How many know? If that's what love does. God came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Why? Because he loves us. A lot of us are going through. Amen. We all are going through something. Amen. But guess what? God loves us in spite of all that we are going through. Amen. Don't think that he don't love you because you're going through, because yes, he does. Amen. God loves us in what? Spite of. And look at what it says again. I love the scripture too. It says in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18. It says there's no fear in love. Love casts out what? Perfect fear. What are you afraid of tonight? Amen. Whatever it is tonight, he said, what? Cast all your cares on him. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. So cast all your cares on him. Why? Because he kept faith. God wants you to know he loves us tonight. He loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son. And guess what? Jesus loves us so much that guess what? He got a body. Hebrew chapter 10 and verse 5. He got a body. He came down, guess what, to save what? Rest like you and me. Amen. He died for us. He come to save that what? Which is lost. Amen. Turn back to the Lord. Tonight, he said, come back to him. His arms is wide open. Amen. Why? Because he loved you tonight. Amen. And it love, listen, at this. First Peter chapter 4 and verse 8. Look what it says. Love does what? Cover a multitude of faults. You see, love, he already done paid the price for everything, everything. He already done paid the price for it. By his blood, we're cleansed. Amen? How many know that we're cleansed according to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 14? Through the blood of Jesus, 12 and 14, we're cleansed through his blood. The blood has already paid the price. How many know it's still saying what we are, what? Not guilty. Amen? Not guilty. Come unto him. Tonight, turn back to him. I know you're hurt in spite of it all, but God loves you. He loves us, you, me. I'm coming back. He loves all of us tonight. Guess what? And he's waiting with what? Arms wide open. But he said tonight, guess what? Some of us have left our first love. He said, come back to him. Come back tonight. She said, stay connected to the vine. Get connected to the vine. Amen. How many know? We're going to leave here tonight praying. Amen. I told you all the time, when you can't pray, what I tell you, read a song. When you can't think of nothing to say, do what? Read a song. Amen. How many know? It'll speak for you things you can't speak. He told us what? In Psalms 121, look to the hills. We can't see no way. We can still look to the hills. I'm looking through it. Evangelist Bradley looking to it. Evangelist Van listen, looking to it. Everybody on the line is looking to the hills tonight. We ain't all of this plus a bag of chips, but we still looking to the hills. Guess what Paul said? Paul told the Lord in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 8, 19. Look what he said. He sought the Lord twice, but he had a thorn in his side. But God didn't give up on him. God told him what? His grace is what? Sufficient for him. Huh? He said he made strength through his what? Weakness, through our weakness. That's when God is made strong through us. Huh? He can use us then when we admit to the fact, amen, that we're weak. He said, no, but then you're strong. Evangelist Bradley told us, said, we have whatsoever we say. It's in our mouth. Amen. Wherever we say, amen. How much? Proverbs 18:21 said what? Death and life is where? In the power of your tongue. He said, they that love you do what? Eat the fruit thereof. So come back to the Lord tonight. He's standing with arms wide open. We're going to Ephesians chapter 3. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3. Amen. This is what I want you to know. When you have this right here, the love of Christ, we got to have the love for Christ. So we get, Christ can be in us, and guess what? We can be in him. Amen. St. John chapter 14 and verse 20. He said, you'll be he and the Father, Father in him, and he in us, and we in him. How many know? That's the truth. And then I'll read it. Amen. But this is what I love about this
Ephesians chapter 3, one of my favorite scriptures. And we're going to begin to read verse 17. Listen at what it says. Ephesians chapter 3 and beginning at verse 17. Listen. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you be rooted and grounded in what? Love. Huh? We got to be rooted and grounded in love. Amen. And we got to love God. Amen. Because guess what? He loves us what? No matter what. No matter what. We're going to conclude with that in a minute. You'll see. Verse 18 said, listen to this. May be able to comprehend with all saints with the breadth and length and depth and height. And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Let me tell you something other. When we all got the love of Christ in us, no matter what we go through in life, we got to still hold on to him. He said, come back. Because the love of Christ is still there. I don't care what you do. So chain up a child in the way that he go. He'll come back. Amen. So how many know you were chained up, brought up in it, rooted and grounded in Christ, and love? Guess what? Now come back to him. His arms is wide open. Amen. He love you if we rooted and grounded in love. He rooted and grounded in us. Guess what? And we got to be rooted and grounded in love. Amen. That we may be able to come in one with the other. Amen. We could be in Kalamazooka. But guess what? We'll be thinking, talking the same thing. You'll be talking about him up there, his goodness up here, up there. We'll be talking about his goodness down here. They'll be talking about his goodness over there. Guess what? We'll be talking about the same thing. Let me tell you what love is. Now, I want to read it to you out the Living Bible. I think this would be very good for us tonight. Amen. I'm going to read love out of the Living Bible. Amen. And it said this. The ultimate expression of God's loyalty. How many know God is loyal to us when we're not loyal to him? We're trying to walk away from him, from God, but guess what? When we are seriously, how many know God is always there? Listen to what it said. Purity. Guess what? He's pure. Amen. His love is unconditional. People love you in the unconditional, but God loves it what? He loves you for real, not put on. It's for real. And mercy extended toward his people. Let me tell you something. A lot of stuff he took for us, we deserve it. But God didn't deserve that. Jesus didn't deserve that. But because of his mercy, he forgave us. He went out dead off. Amen. So we could come back to him and say, and yield and say, Father, I'm sorry. Forgive me, for I have sinned. Amen. And God is ready and merciful and just to forgive us. Listen, I said, to be reflected in human relationships of brotherly concern, marriage of fidelity, and adoration of what? God. We can talk about him. That's what love. You got that strong affection. Amen. Affection that cannot be broken. I love the scripture also. It's in St. John. We got to love one another. How many know? Love a minute and wax cold. Matthew 24 and verse 12. Hit them wax cold. We got to come back to God in what? Love, huh? We got to start loving again. I know a lot of y'all have been so hurt. Amen. You say, well, you don't know what I've been through. Yes, you don't know what we've been through either. That's because we preach and tell you what we go through stuff too. Amen. So you don't know what we've been through either. But it does not matter. Guess what? You got to still love people anyway. You don't have to live with them, but you sure got to love them. Amen? So it's a strong feeling that God loves us, what? In spite of it all. No matter what, guess what? His arms is what? Stretched wide open. She said we ought to bear them that strong. Help bear the infirmity for the weak. See, we crying out to you tonight to let you know that God loves you. We love you too. Amen? And we're asking you to come back to him. Amen. How many know? Sometimes we slip. Van said it. Amen. But guess what? His arms is what? Wide open. Come back to Jesus. Come back. Fire. Come back to him tonight. His arms is open wide. They beat him. How many know? They beat him 39 strikes. Say one. They had nails broken glass, tin, iron, anything they could do on them cat of nine tails. And when they beat him, it was bringing meat and bones just for you and me. Why? Because he loved you. He could have came down off the cross, but he wouldn't come. Why? Because he loved you. He paid the price once and for all that we all would have to do is repent. Come back to God tonight. His arms is wide open. We are all a work in process, still working on us. Guess what? St. John the Saint, chapter 15 and 3 said, well, it's the word that does the clean. Come back. Get back in the word. Hear the word. Let the word do the job. Going to Romans chapter 8 and verse 35. Romans chapter 8 and verse 35. Amen. But we want to do, begin at verse 33 to 36. Amen. Listen, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Guess what? No matter what people feel about you, it does not matter, care about what they say about you. It only matters what your Father in heaven says about you. And guess what he said? He said, what? You are his. He loves you. He married to us. How many know that? So guess what? We come back with and fall in his arm. The prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. When he came back home, his daddy could have killed him afar off. They could have stoned him. Why? Because he was an outcast. And back in their day, they stoned outcasts when children were fast and disobedient. According to, I think it's Deuteronomy chapter 24, they would stone them. But I'll go back and make sure. Why? So because for disobedience, they cast them outside the camp. But this child came back and his dad ran and caught him. Why? To keep him from home. Amen. So that's what God is doing for us tonight. He's wrapping his arms around us, telling us to come back. Amen. Amen. He can justify. He's the one that justifies us. Not man. God does. Remember that. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also make intercession for us? Let me tell you something other. He's making intercession for us right now. To the Father, how many know? Satan is always accusing us. But guess what? He's saying what? Not guilty. Not guilty. Not guilty. In Zechariah chapter 4, the devil came to accuse Joshua before the Lord. Just read it sometime. See what he said. When he got ready to accuse, he told him to remove the filthy garments. He wouldn't even let the devil accuse Joshua. Read it. Zechariah chapter 4. See what God is doing for us. Now he done paid the price for everything. And guess what he's saying? Not guilty. All right? Let them condemn. God, he's making intercession. Always intercede for us. And if you read that 26th verse, it tell you we don't know how to pray anyway. Huh? But the Holy Spirit is praying for us before the Father right now. Guess what? Saying what? Jesus saying what? Not guilty. The blood, the blood, the blood. Every time the Father sees, he's saying the blood, the blood. Amen. Verse 35, listen to what it says. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress? Listen, you're going through tough stuff, trial. We all are. Got trouble on every hand? We all do. Maybe not yours and not mine, but we're all going through something. But that's not separating us from the love of Christ. Listen. Listen at this. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? That's the main truth. Who? Or what can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, huh? Or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? There's nothing can do what? Separate us from what? The love of Christ. As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all day long, huh? We are all counted as sheep for the slaughter, huh? Nay, in all these things, we are what? More than conquerors through him that do what? Love us. That's my point tonight. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Listen to that. that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. God said, come back tonight. Married to the backslider tonight. Call me back. No matter what you've done, how you shake. No matter what you've done. No matter what you see, come back. Come back. The love of Christ is still there. Come back. He loved you so hard. He said, come back home. As I leave this with you tonight, think about what was said tonight. Church hurt, he going to give you a pastor that will love you. Huh? No matter what the situation driven you out there, amen, come back. He said that same chapter in Ephesians chapter 3, it says what? God can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ask us to, according to the power that worketh on the inside of us. How many know? His power in us. His power in you tonight. His power tonight. Come back to him. He said, come back. He married to the backslider. As I leave that with you tonight, read the scripture. Listen at the tape. Read the scriptures. And know that God loves you in spite of, not because of. Father God, as we come tonight, oh God, we just want to tell you, thank you for your love, God. Thank you so much for loving us. Even when we are not lovable, but God, you still love us. Even God, we mess up, Father God, because of your blood that you shed at that Calvary cross, Father God. Oh, God, we come back tonight telling you we're sorry tonight, God. Please forgive us for the sin, any sin, word, deed, or thought, God. Please have mercy. Remember your loving kindness and your tender mercy toward the Son of Man tonight. God, accept us back, God. Oh, God, we love you. You love this run deep, God. It's so deep. You can't go under it. It's so wide, it can't go around it, Father God. And for that, God, we truly want to tell you thank you, son. Oh, God, we're asking you to do a miracle in their life tonight, God. Oh, God, let their faith increase tonight, Father God. For it's impossible to please you without faith. Oh, God, we have faith in everything else tonight. But, Father God, let us have faith in you to know, God, that you'll do just what you said. But, Father God, patience, God. That's a bad boy. Patience is a bad boy. To wait on you to do it, God. Help us to be still, God, while you move. As the psalmist said, 46:10, he said, be still and know that I'm God. He said, you got to be still sometime, God, and just know that you're God. Oh, God, sometimes we jump too fast, God, because we think you don't hear us, God. But, God, we ask you to forgive us for that, God, tonight. Oh, God, whatever word either thought we've done, we forgive us tonight. Have mercy on us tonight, God. Oh, God, if we forgive one another tonight, God. Oh, God, have mercy upon us tonight, God. And accept us back. Accept us back tonight, God. Oh, God, as we come tonight, humbly as we know how, and become thanking you in advance for us. Oh, God, have mercy upon the peoples tonight, those in jail tonight, God. Oh, remember your loving kindness, God. Oh, those in the hospital tonight, God, remember your touch, God. Oh, God, those that bereaved, they got so many, God, tonight. But, Father God, you able to love on us at one time, God. Wrap your arms around and stand them, God. Oh, build them up right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, God, we ask you to bless the line, God. Bless each and every one on the line tonight, God. One needs you for one thing and one needs you for another. But, oh, God, we all need you tonight. We ask, thanking you for your mercy and your grace, which is new each day. We love you, we glorify you, we magnify you because you loved us first. And we thank you, we ask you to guide us and lead us and teach us in the way that you would have us to go. Oh, God, and we'll give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody. Amen. Truly the Lord has spoken tonight. Truly, truly, truly the Lord has spoken on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. There, I'm telling you, people of God, this word is so packed tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Powerful, powerful statement. Glory to God. Everything, 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 everything. Amen. As she was going forth, missionary fan, I was thinking, And I was looking at, amen, as she was talking, Lord God, and so beautifully brought that all in. Amen, brought it in, glory to God, to abiding in the vine, and showed us why it's necessary to abide in the vine, why it's necessary to be attached. Amen, glory to God. But I tell you, encouraging us to stay connected in prayer, in fasting. Amen, Jesus, and reading our word, glory be to God. Amen, Jesus, I tell you, this work is just so beautiful tonight. Amen, so beautiful tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. This is, I tell you, my heart is just overwhelmed on tonight because truly the Lord spoke to us so beautifully tonight. Amen, Jesus. And then Elder Packer, amen, came on and told us, amen, Jesus, that the Lord said that he loves you. Amen. He loves you, every one of us, no matter what we've done. Glory be to God. He loves us. Amen, Jesus. He loves us. He already died. He already gave his life. Amen. That we might have the right and that we would have the authority. Amen, Jesus, to the tree of life. Amen. So whomsoever believeth on him, glory be to God. The scripture declares, says, amen, that he shall not perish, but have everlasting life. There's that word again, believe. Amen, Jesus. And we bless the Lord tonight, amen, for this word, for these women of God, amen, who has availed themselves in the service of the Lord. Beautifully, beautifully. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, we just want to, amen, speak a word, amen, Jesus, over their lives on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we thank you that you hear us always. And for this, we're thanking you. Glory be to God. Abba, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for your love. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for giving your life. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for showing us the importance of being, amen, and abiding in the vine. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, glory be to God, for divine connection on tonight. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on this night, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. And tonight we're lifting up these sisters before you now. We're lifting up Missionary Fan. We're lifting up before you on tonight, Elder Packer, even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will look upon them now. Look upon your daughters now, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. And we're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you for the work, the very work that you've begun in their lives. We thank you tonight. Glory to God, for you shall fulfill it, oh God. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for this point. We're thanking you for this time, oh God. But knowing full well, oh God, that this is not the beginning, not the end. Glory be to God. But we're thanking you for the new work that you're beginning in their lives. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for your blessings on tonight. We're thanking you. Glory. Yeah, God. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you tonight for covering them. We're thanking you for shielding them. We're thanking you for protecting them on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We honor, we glorify you, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. And we're asking, oh God, that you will breathe yet now upon your servants. Breathe upon them afresh, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, breathe upon them, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will have your way in their lives. Have your way. Glory to God. Have your way now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, for the very work that you've begun in them. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for breathing upon the work tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Glory to God for blessing them for the ministry that you place within them. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for meeting their very needs, oh God, in thy precious name. We're thanking you for meeting every need for your servants on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, on this night, Father, prove yourself the more. Prove yourself the more in the lives of your servants. Prove yourself, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, glorify yourself, we do pray, in thy precious name, Jesus. And we're thanking you tonight. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your word. Father, help us to hide, oh God, Father, help us to hide your word, oh God, in our hearts, that we might not sin against thee. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory tonight. We're thanking you now. Father, we're asking that you will cover and shield your servant. Cover everything that's attached to them. Cover, we do pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you for blessing their going out and their coming in. Father, from this time forth and even forevermore, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory for these things that you've done. For these things, oh God, they shall be manifested in the days ahead. We thank you. Thank you for blessing each and every one yet again on this line. We thank you, Father, and we ask you, glory be to God, to cover and shield each and every one that's represented here. Cover and shield, oh God, we do pray. Cover and shield each and every one. Everything that's attached to us, cover and shield, we pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, now you promise your beloved sweet sleep. Father, we're asking, oh God, that you would, glory to God, bring us back at the appointed time. Bring us back tomorrow. Bring us back tomorrow night, oh God. Bring us back, glory to God, refreshed and ready, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And for this, oh God, we thank you. We praise you. For you promise your beloved sweet sleep. We thank you now for your covering, for your divine covering. Thank you for your divine shield, we do pray. In these things, glory to God. We honor and glorify you now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We give the Lord praise again on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We give him praise. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God for, amen, his servants on tonight. Glory to God, praising him for the word on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Listen, people of God, you got something to take and consider. Amen. Glory to God. Something to take and consider on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And give God thanks. And give God thanks for the word. Amen. We bless him tonight. Just want to remind you again. Glory be to God. I want to remind you again for next Saturday. Don't forget next Saturday. Amen. Jesus will be our 2-year anniversary celebration. Amen. Jesus, a little later tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. And shortly, amen, if you have social media, we want you to go out and get the flyer, post it on your page, tag and share. Amen. Glory be to God. If you would like to have a copy, amen, to send to someone, if you would like to have a copy to send to someone, you can certainly, amen, text us tonight, amen, and we'll send you a copy to your phone, amen, so that you can send it to someone, amen. Glory to God. Send them that little reminder on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. So text us tonight, amen, if you would like to get a copy of the broadcast, amen. Same numbers, amen, Jesus. Text on tonight, 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Or 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. You can text us tonight. Amen, Jesus, and we'll certainly get a copy of the broadcast. Or if you would like to get a copy of the flyer so that you can help us to promote it, to get it out. Amen, Jesus, we will certainly, amen, glory be to God, we will certainly get that to you. Amen, glory be to God. So tonight we thank the Lord. Amen, we thank the Lord yet again. Amen, for you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Again, if you would like to get a copy of the flyer, glory to God, simply text us tonight and we'll get a copy to you. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Come ready. Amen, Jesus, for what the Lord will do, whatever the Lord will do, and however he wants to bless us. Amen. We give him thanks and we give him praise. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. We thank God for you. Amen. And we say on tonight, blessings to each and every one of you on tonight. In Jesus' name, we love you. And we look to see you back on tomorrow night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.